With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Dock workers from Maine to Texas have suspended their strike until January 15th to provide time to negotiate a new contract. The International Longshoremen's Association is to resume working immediately. President Biden welcomes the news. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president told reporters he was pleased that the union representing 45,000 dock workers reached a deal to suspend a three-day strike until mid-January.
Next 90 days, we're going to settle everything.
The three-month halt to the strike will give both sides time to negotiate a new contract. Mr. Biden said he hopes the agreement holds. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The president had earlier said he would not invoke the Taft-Hartley Act to force the strikers back to work because he believed in collective bargaining. Recovery work continues in six states ravaged by Hurricane Helene. The death toll has been reported as high as 215 people as a result of the storm. Volunteer firefighter John Payne says the debris-choked Rocky Broad River swept through Chimney Rock, North Carolina, like a freight train.
These boulders are the size of cars or houses even that are rolling down the river. There's the steel girders from the beams on the bridges. I just walked up there, hiked up the river, and they're bitten horseshoe shapes around boulders.
Searchers are combing the remote mountains of North Carolina to locate the missing and those needing supplies nearly a week after Helene barreled through the southeast. Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania and Republican challenger David McCormick are meeting at this hour for their first debate in a race for a swing state Senate seat that could help determine control of the chamber in November's election. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 184 points. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court is getting back to work.
And a number of the cases it will consider are of interest to Christians. The justices will consider the constitutionality of Tennessee efforts to bar doctors from giving drugs to children in an effort to help them live as the opposite sex. The High Court is also slated to hear arguments from online pornographers who don't want to have to verify that their users are at least 18 years old. Catholic institutions are also challenging a New York law requiring them to provide abortions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California's attorney general is suing a Catholic hospital claiming that it illegally denied an emergency abortion to a woman. Attorney General Rob Bonta filed the complaint this week against Providence St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka. The woman was seeking an abortion after her water broke 15 weeks into her pregnancy with twins. The lawsuit alleges violations of state civil rights laws. This is SRN News. Former President Trump vows to revoke protected status for Haitian migrants if he's reelected. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
In a Wednesday interview, Donald Trump vowed, if elected in November, to revoke temporary protected status for thousands of Haitian migrants who were living and working in the United States legally and to return them to Haiti. Trump told reporters it's been overrun, referring to Springfield, Ohio, a city that has received about 15,000 Haitian migrants in recent years who arrive under the Immigration Parole Program and were allowed to apply for temporary protected status. To receive such status, immigrants must maintain a clean criminal record. Trump said last month that he would conduct large deportations of migrants out of the United States, starting in Springfield, if he became president again. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Former Colorado County Clerk Tina Peters has been sentenced to 9 years behind bars for trying to breach voter system data. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.